Earth and sky.
Hammerhead sharks have been found to follow superhighways in the sea. That's according to shark researcher Peter Klimley of UC Davis, known as Dr. Hammerhead. Klimley and his colleagues placed electronic tracking tags on sharks starting at the Galapagos Islands.
We have these listening devices stationed around these islands. You can determine how long they stay because every time they pass that listening device, it says, Harry, the scalloped hammerhead shark has just passed.
Klimley said that over 200 sharks have been tagged and tracked.
We do have results indicating that sharks stay at islands like Wolf Island and Darwin Island for periods of 6 months to a year, and then they move.
The sharks swim along a 700-kilometer corridor, said Klimley, north to Cocos Island in about 15 days.
And so we need to protect them at these islands. That's where they're particularly vulnerable.
Klimley added that it's in people's best interest to protect sharks all over the world because of their value to ecotourism.
Off the west coast of Baja, people from all over the world come to see white sharks at Guadalupe Island. And they get into a cage and they look at them and they work with a scientist to learn more about them. So it's added a whole nother dimension to diving. And it's no longer that when people say, there's sharks in the water, that people run out of the water. It's now people run in the water to see them.
We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.